This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today we start our fifth name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is Al-Quddus. Al-Quddus in simple words means the Holy One, meaning that Allah is holy, meaning that Allah is free from imperfections, shortcomings, or need, and He is the one whom are attributed all good and all the beautiful names. As we started in the beginning, that all the beautiful names are attributed to Allah. Allah is the holiest, Allah is pure, Allah is all-knowing, and so on. And this refers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name, Al-Quddus. The Shaykh here has mentioned that if you want your enemy to become your friend, one should read Ya Quddusu 300 odd times, or as many times as he can, and keep on reading this, and inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make his enemies become his friends, or at least the enemies will back off, if you want to say. Then there's a dua that goes with this, which is, you know, feeding your enemy, taking away the fear of your enemy, which would be Allahumma inna naj'aluka fi nuhurihim wa na'udhu bika min shururihim, meaning that, O Allah, we certainly seek refuge with Thee against their evil actions, and we defend ourselves against them through Thee only, as in through You only. The reward of this is the above mentioned dua should be invoked to overcome the fear of an enemy attacking you. And nowadays, in today's society, enemies are everywhere. Enemies are amongst your home, enemies are amongst your friends, they're amongst your society, they're amongst the people who sit with you, and they're people who that can be far, far, far away from you. So reading du'as to protect yourself from the evil eye, to evil people, evil intentions, you have to remember, keep calling Allah, Ya Quddusu, Ya Quddusu, the Holy One. You know, imagine you're calling Allah, Oh Allah, the Holy One. You are the one that is perfect from everything. You know, Allah is free from any imperfection. Allah is all of the shortcomings or need. Allah doesn't need nothing. Allah is free from everything. Allah is Allah. Allah is Al-Quddus. Allah is the Holy One. So we should try our best to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah that, Oh Allah, You are the Holy One, and call upon Him. We proclaim our praise and call Your Holy, and Your Holy, right? So then we see actions carry out in absolute sincerity and solely for His sake are accepted by the Holy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you and I the opportunity to learn the name of Al-Quddus, understand its meaning that Allah is pure, Allah is free from all imperfections. Remember this always, that Allah is in need of nothing. Allah doesn't need nothing. Allah is wahid. Allah is free from everything. And the fact that Allah is free from everything, that Allah is the one you call upon, and when you call upon with Allah with these names, this is what this name can be used for. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to learn it by heart, inshaAllah. Jazakumullahu khayran wa ahsanul jaza.
حي على الفلاح